Okay, today I would like to discuss very briefly a few inyanim relating to tzvila and tzvila b'tzibur. The reason why I chose to discuss this is because we are now at a time of tzara. There is a terrible war that has taken place in Eretz Yisrael. Last I've read, there were 32 soldiers were killed al Kiddush Hashem, and hundreds were injured, and this is not a simple matter. And there it's Achein ibn Yisrael living under the threat of terror. The missiles are still coming in. Every time a missile goes off, people's hearts they race, and there's even a sakan. The people that we hear all these horror stories, people have heart attacks. For every story that you know about, there are probably 100 stories you don't know about. People are so frightened, and they trip, and they run into other people, and they fall. We've heard all these stories, we've read about these stories, and it's obviously a very difficult situation, and the fact that fighting a war, a political war, shut down the airport, I mean, this is really it's a shocking development. Now they lifted the ban, but still the airlines are very cautious. They don't all want to fly into Eretz Yisrael. So there's a war that's taking place on many fronts. And for us who are here in Chutz Liaretz, what can we possibly do? Also, we can do is be mispalel. We can be mechazik in Torah Ma'asim Tovim. So let me just go through a couple of short yiddies I came across in the Sefer from Rabbi Dvorkin B'Shvili HaParsha, on two different chapters which I feel are relevant to the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael. The name of the Sefer is B'Shvili HaParsha by Rabbi Dvorkis, Eliyakum Dvorkis. Okay, first is everyone quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is going on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chisavohu milchama be'artzichem. If a war takes place in your land, I mean, how much more relevant is this? How much more relevant is the situation than what the Pasuk says? Al hatsar hatsorereschem, v'hare oisem, you shall cry out with the trumpets, v'niskartem, and you'll remember l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Rambam and the Ramban, they write that from this pasuk we learn there's a mitzvah asay min ha-Torah. I'll read the Rambam. This pasuk we learn, Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchos Tainis, mitzvah asay min ha-Torah, lizoik ulihoria b'chatzotzrois al kol tzara shetovoy al ha-tzibur. Now we write the davar zeh midarki hatshuva. The reason why we have to cry to Hakadosh Baruch Hu on a time of tzara is part of the process of tshuva. Shebizman shetavoy tzara, when tzara Rachmana L'Slam comes on Klal Yisrael, v'yizaku alecha v'yirihu, and we cry to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and we scream yedu hakol. These are the key words, and this is what is so critical. This is really he's really speaking to us in this generation. Yedu hakol shebiglal maaseyem hu Elohim. You should know that the reason why there's a tzar is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is toivea. He is upset that our deeds are not up to par. We are not doing what we should be doing. Kakosu, like it says in the pasuk, avoino sechem hitu. Your sins have caused you to go astray. Now go right. It's very frightening what he says. V'zehu sheyigrim lohem. This is what is causing the tzar. Don't make any mistake and think that the reason why we have this tzar is teva. No. The reason why there is an ace sorry is because of our deeds, because our ma'asim are not 100%. V'zehu sheyigrim lohem lohasir hatzor, and this was what will cause the tzar, the koyach hatzvila, to go away. Aval im lo yizaku, if you will not be mispalel, v'lo yori, you will not express yourself with the koyach hatzvila elav v'yoymru, and will say, which unfortunately is something which it said, V'yomru, Dovar Zed, you know why there's a war? Do you know why there are korbanos? Do you know why we have all these problems? Miminiko Eilam Miralanu. It's the Rambam talking, okay? This is not, if someone would say this today, they would put him in Chayram. They would say that he's an extremist, and how can you say such things about Klal Yisrael? But the Rambam said, if there's a tzara, and if you say that the reason why this is happening is because this is the Minoko Eilam Ira Lanu, that's why it happened. There are wars in the world. There are terrorists. What do you want? Hare zo derech achzorios. To talk like this is cruel. cruel talk. You are not paying attention to the source, to the shoresh of the problem. V'goremes lohem lidabik b'maaseim. This attitude causes people to continue to cleave to their evil deeds. Horoim v'toisif hatzara hazos. And this tzar will add tzaros acheros. Extreme words. Extreme words. But it's the Rambam. And the Rambam is discussing, this is what it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, and this is what the Pasuk means, and there's a mitzvah, de'iraisa, to be mispalel, to be yizak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take away the tzara. Okay, there are many other Marei Chazal, but based upon this, is a very fascinating yisoid. He discusses this idea in detail. We all know that we daven every day three times a day. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Why do we daven three times a day? So we have two different sources. One is with Keneged HaKarbanos, Neshal Mufonim, Sefaseinu, Tomish, Shachris, Keneged, Tomish, Al-Shachar, Mincha, Tomish, Al-Ben Abayim, Ma'ariv is Keneged, the burning of the Evarim. We also daven Keneged the Avos. Chazal tell us Avram was Misakin, Shachris, Yitzchak was Misakin, Mincha, and Yaakov was Misakin, Ma'ariv. Okay, very nice. Is this requirement to daven three times a day a chiyuv de'oraisa or a chiyuv de'rabbanan? There are different opinions on this matter. Different rishonim, some say that these mekoros, it's a nice thing to imitate the korbanos, but it's not exactly bringing a korban, and the korban is for the tzibur, it's not for every yachid, it's not a de'oraisa. Davening takadosh baruch hu is a din de'rabbanan. Certainly if you want to focus on the chazal that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, this is divrei agada, you can't bring a raya for divrei agada. Davening is a chiyuv de'rabbanan. But Hakol Moedim, there is no disagreement that when we find ourselves in an ace tzara, the requirement of being mispalel ki savor milchama bi'artzchem alat tzar hatzar eschem v'harayosin v'chatzoytzros v'niskart lofnei Hashem elokeichem, everyone agrees it's a mitzvah de'oraisa. So that means when you go to mincha today and you daven mincha, the tilos ha-mincha, according to most paiskim, is the rabbana. Because you already davened once. And certainly, if you davened once a day, that's certainly a yetzah deraisa. So the whole tilos ha-mincha is the rabbana. But when they say shir ha-malois after mincha, for the tzara, for the mulchama, and Eretz Yisrael, people, every single moment, as we speak right now, there are people that are mamish, their lives are in grave danger. People are on the front lines, their lives are in grave danger. This is an ace tzara. And this ace tzara, that shir hamalois, is a de'oraisa. It's a much higher caliber than the stam in yonei tzvila. This tzvila three times a day for your needs. You need a person needs refuah, he needs parnasa, he needs children, he needs all the milas. But it's not an emergency. It's not an emergency. That is not an aid called an aid sar for klal yisrael. That's a drabon and the koyach atzilu for an aid sar is a din daraisa. Another interesting idea to bring out this point is a yom akipum. There's also an idea to fast. In a time of tzara, there's a custom to fast. Why do we fast? Where does it come from? Many want to say the makar for fasting in a time of tzara is yom kippur, because yom kippur is an aid tzara. What's the eighth tzara? It's Yom Hadin. Mi yichye umi yomos. That's what we know. And what did the Torah tell us to do in the time of tzara? Mi yichye umi yomos. The inisem es nafshay seichem. So some want to go so far to say that during the time of tzara, the inyan to be misane, to fast, is not a simple matter. It borders on what the Torah's directive of Yom HaKippurim, and it's a din deraisa. Another example. Ne'ilah. On Yom HaKippurim, we all know that we have an additional tzvila, the tzvila of Ne'ilah. Question is, where does that tzvila come from? The tzvilas are keneged the korbanos. Tamish al-Shachar, Tamish al-Benabayim, the Evarim, where does it, or you daven Musaf, okay? You daven Tilas Musaf, Kenega the carbon Musaf. Where does it come to daven the Tfila of Ne'ilah? Who was Misakin? You want to learn with Karbonis? There is no carbon for Ne'ilah. You want to follow the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? No one was Misakin, the Tfila of Ne'ilah. Where does it come from? So he answers, he brings sources, the tefillah of Ne'ilah is a direct outgrowth of the pasuk, ki savohu milchama ba'artzechem, or Al hatzar hatzar eschem. When a person is in a sara, v'harayosim v'chatzaytres. There's a mitzvah to be mispal. The tefillah of ne'ilah is a tefillah that is doiraisa. It is a different type of tefillah, not the tefillah of the avos, it's not a tefillah of the korbanos, it's a tefillah of an eis tzara. So for that matter, when we find ourselves during the year and in time of tzara, when we mispal, it's a different type of tefillah. Now, Rav Moshe talks about the very interesting concept of mi goy gadol asher lo elokim b'chol kira'enu elof. We know that in the Beis Hamikdash was kibesi base tefillah l'chol ha'anim. The goyim also have a koyach of tefillah. It's part of Farish HaPasek. Kibesi base tefillah l'chol ha'anim. Rav Moshe even has a question: is a goy mechuyif to daven? So Rav Moshe is saying very shocking. Okay? Many people will be very shaken up. Rav Moshe says a guy doesn't have a chiyuv to daven, generally. He doesn't have to go to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Klal Yisrael, we do. We have the korbanos, we have the avos, a guy. But when a guy, shocking thing Rav Moshe says, when a guy finds himself in an eis tzara, a non-Jew, irreligious non-Jew, finds himself in an eis tzara, he has a mitzvah de'oraisa to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll ask, where in the Sheva mitzvah do you have such a thing? He holds it's the mitzvah to be believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as an outgrowth of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you find yourself in an eis tzara, you have an obligation to daven. I'll read you what he says. Ayin igris moishe, ke archayim chilek dalet simin anash, it talks about first the general halacha, if a goy has a chiv to daven. Okay, and then he goes on to say, "Avol kishayesh lohem tsaruch miyuchod kmo be'esara yoydu shechayiv min hatoyra lehispalel heyois v'hu miikar choyamuna kishayesh loy tsara ein loy breiru rak lifnos lahashem yisparach ayin sham." This is what he says in Igros Maisha. Now, when Eve is on, therefore, what is the point? What is the lesson? If this is true for a guy, how is Nogeya us? Baruch Hashem, we all show it to our mitzvahs. If this is true for a goy, al achas kama v'kama, how much more so it is true for us. And when we find ourselves in an eis tzara, in every arena, in the battlefield, political arena, in the economic arena, they're trying to stifle the economy now, it's going down, going this big tzaras now, the whole economy has come to a halt in Eretz Yisrael. People can't go to work because of what's going on. And now it's, what?
Even if they do,
the whole thing is, they read an article about a certain region, every day we normally have 100 customers. Now they have 8. If we'll get 8 customers, that's already a good day. Because no one wants to go out. No one wants to go out into the street because they can't survive. So we're finding, if this is true for a goy, Allah has come and come, how much more so this is true for Klal Yisrael, and they saw we have an obligation to rise to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay. I have a question. Yeah. The Gemara Brach is this, Mechalikis, why do we make a Brach before we eat?
He now will be netted from the world.
Svara, okay. But according to the Man Yaman, it's a Svara.
Yeah.
That how could you eat from Hashem and not make a bracha? So a guy should have to make a bracha also before he eats. If it's a svara.
If it's a svara, why is this different than an ace tzara? I don't know the answer. I hear what you're saying. Obviously,
just like if he's an ace tzara, yes, that was always.
Ace tzara is a higher state. Ace tzara is different.
Thank you, God, for my food.
It's a different situation. When you person ace tzara, he's in pain. In pain, then you have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you. He can help you. He's the source of, and he can. The person is, everything is okay. A guy does not have that high standing where he has to be mocking the Baruch Hu every single moment. That's what you have to learn. Okay, one other quick thing over here with regard. What?
Mazel Yisrael as opposed to the Goy.
A Goy is a Mazel is a...
I mean, it's impinging on that thought.
Okay. Okay, another idea he points out is we all know the halacha of Tilas Chana. Chana taught us that when you mispalel, you have to whisper. You're not allowed to raise your voice. And one of the reasons why you're not allowed to raise your voice is Miketani Amon. If a person screams, he raises his voice when he davens, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hard of hearing. And that means you're trying, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is limited. He's limited in his ability to hear and to assist. A person who whispers the Kohen the Tefillah, that shows a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. It's part of the expression of Emunah. However, there's something very interesting, and that is that when a person finds himself in an Eis Sara, there's no such halacha. And the person is allowed to scream and raise his voice at an Eis Sar. When a person, everything is fine and well, and he's mispalled with three tefillos on a normal situation to show that he's makir, there's a rebunish, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Nechanami, that's what the halacha applies. But when an Eis Sar, I'll read you what it's over here, tefillah, I'm reading you here from the Mabit. Okay, the Mabit writes, I will tefillah she mispallim be Eis Sar, when a person is in a state of pain,
anguish,
it's natural for you to cry. That's what the Pasuk says. The Hare Oisem. Hare Oisem means to scream, to shout. The reason why you're screaming is because you're in pain. Umargish hatsar shubo. And in that situation, if there is no limitation of davening quietly, so during a time of tzar, a person just la halacha, it's a different type of tzila. It's a different tzur of tzila. It's a tzur of tzila which is ne'ila. It's not connected to the karbonah. It's not connected to the avos. It's a tzila that even a goy is mechuyav to misfal, and it's a tzila that does not follow this regular set of rules. The regular set of tzila that's deraisa, it's not rabbanan. Not follow the rules of to whisper, to daven with moderation, with tznius. It's a tefillah that has to be done in public with an outcry, in a public way, to express the tzar that one experiences. Now, along this note, I want to just go elaborate a little more on another idea, another topic. It's a little bit in the inyan, but it touches upon this idea is the not only is there something called tefillah, there's also called tefillah of a rabbim, of a tzibur. Now, the general rule, we have a very powerful pasuk in this, it's written in the brachas, v'rodfu mikem chamisha mea, bracha during b'shash yishol oisim etzene shol makam, the pasuk says, five of you will chase 100, u'mea mikem revava yirdoifu. Now, according to the calculation, it should be what is it, 500? V'rod mechamisha mea. So
that's 5%.
20 times.
Right.
So it should. So it should. Rav Kumikam Chamisha Meya.
Same ratio.
Umeya mikem, but the pasuk says revava 10,000 yudafs. The word Sarashi is because hikach lecheshbon. Is that the cheshbon?
Yeah.
So what do we learn from this pasuk? We learn from this pasuk is ain edom. This is a very powerful pasuk. It teaches you that it's not proportional. It is the koyach hatzibur can accomplish infinitely more than a small group. If you have 5 people, you can accomplish 100. But it's the numbers are the math does not apply in this situation. 100 of you, revava yudafu, can conquer 10,000. So this is the koyach of a tzibur. Now he goes on to have a fascinating shtickle Torah over here, and he shows this is really very really amazing stuff. There, and he goes to Chazal. Where do we find different concepts of a tzibur? And he shows there are basically 3 different or 4 different examples of a tzibur. The first example of a tzibur is the koyach hatzilah. Okay, you have 10 people that daven. You can't daven. Daven shabbat tzibur. You need a minion. And the more in the minion, the greater the power. Beravam hadras melech. Then there's a concept of a tzibur for Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, if 2 people learn together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu records. If 3 people learning together, it's another mila. If there are 5 people learning together, it's another mila. If there are 10 people learning together, Talmud Torah Derabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, the Shekhinah comes before the people. So there's something called an Adin of Talmud Torah Derabim. There's Tzila B'Tzibur, Talmud Torah Derabim. Now, before we discuss the difference between the two, he also discusses in the third very unknown category of this is a hidden gem, another category of a rabbin. It's not tzvila and it's not Torah. It's kabbalas ol malchus shamayim berabbin. A whole new concept. You ever go to an asifa, or let's say they have a sima shas. So at the end of the sima shas, they always have a kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. Or they had by that technology asifa in City Field. They had kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. What's that all about? You daven, berabbin, or you learn Baram, Talmud Torah Baram, you go to a Shir Klali, right? Or you learn the Beis Medrash. There's another concept called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Berabim. You can say Kriya Shema at home, privately, Shema Yishol, you missed the Zman. Let's say that's one of the advantages of saying Kriya Shema Bezman. Well, anyway, you're saying it Betzibur. The only question is saying it Bezman. And it is based upon a Medrash. This is a very rare idea. It's based upon a medrash. The medrash says, "Pasuk in Shirashirim, Hayosheves baganim, those who sit in the ganim, in the gardens, chaverim, the companions that are sitting in the gardens, makshivim lekoylech, listen to my voice, hashmiini, the makshivim lekoylech, we listen carefully to your sound, hashmini, we say to you, let us hear what you have to say. Barach veidi, flee my beloved. Udmeilcha litzvi o la'ifer hayolim al harei besam. What does this pasuk mean? So there are many interpretations. Shershim, every pasuk you can interpret in 10 different ways. So he quotes here the Medrash. Okay, one of many interpretations. The Medrash says, I'll read you the words exactly. The key word in this pasuk is the word chaveirin, the companions. And the Medrash says as follows, Shir HaShirim Rabbah, classic Medrash, Kishe Yisrael Nichnasim Labatim Midrashos, the Koirin Kriyashma, and they recite Kriyashma Bechivun Hadas Bekol Echad, and they recite Kriyashma together as a group. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem is speaking in the Pasuk, Hayosheves baganim, you my klal Yisrael who are sitting in the garden. The garden is a reference to the batei kineosios and the batei midrashos. Chaverim, when you recite kriyashma, not davening, this is not Shmone Esrei, and this is not Talmud Torah, but this is kriyashma, kabbalas ol malchus shamayim, what we do at the end of Yom Kippur. Okay, Yom Kippur concludes with Hashem Hu Elokim. It's a form of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Hashem Elokim. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. When you say it together as chaverim, as a unit, a group of people, Kishatem Kodim Chaverim, Hashem says, Ani I, Ufamal Yishol Maila, Makshivim Lekolech, listens very carefully to your voice. And Hashem says, Hashmi'ini, let me hear. Let me hear that niggun. Let me hear you say Shema Yisrael. Let me hear you say it. Aval. But if Klal Yisrael says Shema Yisrael as individuals, everyone says privately Shema Yisrael as individuals. Aval kishe Yisrael karim kriya Shema. Betiruf hadas. This one says it at 9 o'clock. This one says it at 8:30. This one says it at 7 o'clock. Everyone does their own little thing. Ruach HaKodesh Seveches, the Shechina screams, the Omeres, get out of here. Brach, flee. Be like the animals. Run away. I don't want to know from you. I don't want to hear this. Brach, Dodi, Udmeil Cholitzvi, be like the Tzvi, Oyla Ayolas Ayolim, which flee, which run away. I am not interested in hearing such a thing. So in this Medrash, she points out, this amazing idea is a third type of Tzibur. There's a Tzibur, Dover Shebekedusha, Ein Dover Shebekedusha, Pachos Me'asara, and there is Tzila Barah, and that's general halacha, Dover Shebekedusha, Dover Shebekedusha, you need 10 people. I shouldn't say it. You need Dover Shebekedusha, needs 10 people. Persumenisa also needs 10 people. Persumenisa doesn't necessarily mean need men. Persumenisa is a 10 people, even women can be a fulfillment of Persumenisa. It's another type of 10. And then there is a Tzila Betzibur, there is Talmud Torah Derabim, and there's a whole new concept of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim that's done based upon this Medrash. Now he goes on to something very interesting. When it comes to Talmud Torah, he says it has an advantage and a disadvantage relative to Tefillah. You never find the concept Talmud Torah of a Tzibur. Whenever we talk about Talmud Torah as a group, it's Talmud Torah Derabin. When we talk about Tefillah, it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. What's the difference between Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah Derabin? So he says something that's very interesting. Tefillah is Shaykh to be done. Tzibur is a more powerful word. Tzibur means all members of the group synthesized into one. It's one combined prayer which is said. That is what it's Tzibur. Tzibur means a collection of individuals which merge and blend and morph into one.
Unified purpose.
That's the Koyach HaTfilah. Talmud Torah, no matter how many people come and listen to a shir, and they learn it together, one person leads the shir, Kriyas HaTorah. One person is learning the Torah, everyone is listening. The most you could accomplish is Rabin. It's a group of people. A group of people has the Maila, the Siyata, the Shmaya, the Shechina is present, and in fact the Shechina even will come before the Shir, the Torah is presented. But it doesn't reach the level of Tzibur. Okay, it's an amazing idea. There is a concept of Rabin and a concept of Tzibur. Tzibur is unified, it's greater. Rabin is only a collection of many individuals, which is very good when it comes to Talmud Torah, but it's only a derabim, and it's not a maila of tzibur.
Yes, tefillah is not tzibur.
Yeah, and one.
That Hazar Hashem.
Yeah.
Not just repeating. It's tefillah is not tzibur.
And what is the silent Shemona Esrei?
What?
And what is the silent Shemona Esrei? It's a rabin.
Yeah.
They want to say a chiddush.
He says that's why he says you have to stand.
I'm a female. Okay. So this is very. And what about goyim? Now this is another idea. The one thing we don't find by Klal Yisrael, there's something called tefillah tzibur. Even though Rav Moshe says that a goy has a chiyuv derayis to mispal and nei sara, there is no such thing by goyim of tefillah tzibur. Okay, they can have a church full to capacity. Okay, there's no such thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers their prayer to be a prayer of Tzibur. By Goyim, it's an individual. Mi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elokim Kroiv Me'elov. There is no nation Asher Lo Elokim Kroiv Me'elov Kashem Elokim B'chol Kroiv Me'elov. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Oyne Le'amo Yisrael Be'eish Shav Me'elov. This concept of a nation praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. The Beis Hamidrash key basically based to L'chol Ha'amim, but it's a place for individuals. The Koyach of Tefillah as a Rabbim is only Mitzvah is Miyuchid for Klal Yisrael. That is a Bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. We even find in Davening Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim Havu LaHashem Mishpechos Amim. The Medrash says that B'zman Hazen an Am, the nation that by the nations, there's no such thing as a nation. It's just mishpachos. It's a collection of families. Mishpachos amim. By Klal Yisrael, it's more than just the mishpachos. It's a special concept of a tzibur which is unparalleled. You don't find this idea by the government. So these are just basic ideas discussed. Did of three different types of tzibur.
What about for women? Like when women get together and say,
you don't find anything. The only thing you find by women, 10 women is Pesum and Issa. There's no Dover Shebe Kedusha by women. You don't find it. I don't know. Women get together.
Are they wasting their time?
No, it's definitely, it's Derabim. It's definitely it's a getter of Rabim, but it's not a getter of Tzibur. L'choira, it's a getter of Rabim, but it's not a getter of Tzibur. He's mechalek here between the idea that when we daven as a group, we daven as a Tzibur. When you learn as a group, as a rabbin. If women come together, a rabbin is better than a yachid. But when women come together, you don't find anywhere that it's called a tzibur. The most you can find is that it'll be called a tehillim group. That's a rabbin. Okay, I know I'll get into trouble for saying that, but that's okay.